we thank God for
Blog Talk Radio.
Today we thank God for everything that He has done for us and how He's brought us to where we are right now. The God we serve is an awesome God, and there is no God like Him. Tonight I want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to be on the radio station once again, believing in the land of the living, that I may proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today is the day that we just give praise to His name and love to His name for all the things He has done for us. If I might call your attention to what we have to do, we need to start having much time with the Lord. And I will say this, what do you do? What do you do? It looks like things just not going to get to where you want to go. But I say this to you. Everyone in the family ought to pray. The man of the house, the wife of the house, the oldest son, the oldest daughter, whoever you are, wherever you are, need to be praying already. God has made it so. There's nobody but God. One thing I will say to everybody, the more we put the trust in God, see, and if we would just take time, we can have a good life for the fullness of the Spirit. Now, I want you to understand there's going to be some fighting going on. See, the devil don't want you to win. Why the devil don't want you to win? Because you're preaching about Jesus Christ. So, when I go back again to the book of Luke, and I find this in Luke 23:43, well, there was an argument up there on the cross. Hallelujah, somebody. Until Jesus was in between them. And they got the argument disputing over who's going to do this. And the man said, if you be the Son of God, come on down and save us also. Jesus didn't say a word because that was in the enemy's last attack at him. So the man said, in the defense of what was going on, he said, this man that's on the line with us, he's not worthy of what we have. We have done it wrong. He said this day, when you get into your kingdom, will you remember me? And Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus said, this day you shall be with me in paradise. So that's why we get off into what it's saying. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. And the thing I would just say, everybody listening, we got the radio on, I want you to know. Amen. Praise God. Hello, my brother. How you doing? And what God is doing, I'm waiting on the preacher to come on the line. We're getting ready to be on the line. Well, I thank God. One thing that we've come to understand is this. He's a God. He's a jealous God. He's a knowing God. He's an all-knowing, owner, omnipresent, omnipotent, omnipresent. He's already there. So when we take Him in the fullness, we can understand what He's doing in our lives. He loves us. He's not going to face it. When you come to His Son, Jesus Christ, there is no way He's going to let you go. It's only you can walk away because He's always showering the body of Christ with His love, with His peace. See, some things we go through, we don't have to go through. Now, when you go to Galatians chapter 1 and 4, you see where Jesus Christ, Paul writes and says, He gave His life for us. He gave His life. He delivered it on the account of what He and God had talked about. He gave His life for us. Because His life was so precious, oh my God. Can you imagine what He did for us? He gave it so He can deliver us from this evil world. We now live in an evil world. We've been living this since the fall of Adam and Eve, but I want you to know this much. I think we got a preacher coming up going to tell us a little bit more about what God is saying. So pray up, listen up. We're going to get blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you on the line with that preacher? Apostle, are you there? Well, anyway, tell me, come on. Well, in Galatians 3, 13, 14, people said, well, you know, there's a curse on you. No, it's not. What God is doing, God has sent his son to break the curse. In the Old Testament, they lived by the law. What I have to say this to everybody, where do you live? Do you live under law, through the law, by the law? Well, no, I do not. I live under grace. Because when you live under law, you have to fulfill the requirements of the law. The law says you could go this way, go that way, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, 8 days do this, 6 days do this, 7 days to do it. But God sent his son. He knew by setting it, he got a company of believers called Israel, Hebrews, and they followed the mandate that God had set out. So the question is to me or anybody listening, when that is set forth, God the Father gave his only begotten son, that the curse that's broken. So when somebody tell you that the curse called, no, if you are under Jesus Christ, the grace, the goodness, the grace of God, the unmerited love, Satan can't do no harm to you. All he can do is throw rocks at you, metal you. All you got to do is take the word of God, his son, and the word became word, and the word was with God, because God was the word. In verse 14 of 1 John, it says, and the word became flesh and walked amongst us. He began to talk. Tell them, brethren, what God's ready to do. So the more we take time to understand what Jesus is doing in our lives, he's trying to take us back to the Father. So the Father can be in fellowship with us. And the whole purpose, you read Revelation 4 and 5, 5 and 4, and we were created for the pleasure of God, that we might have fellowship with him. Are we ready to have fellowship with him? Are we ready to have fightingship? Well, see, the enemy is the devil. Satan is a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. He did everything except give God the glory, give God the praise. And when God began to set him in order, he says in heaven, according to the Old Testament, according to Ezekiel 38:23, and God said, Oh, Lucifer, since thou hast fallen, you fell where you were, from the holy estate where you were. You was up there with God. But you wanted to show one. You tried to run God's program. You heard the angels singing praise to the name Jesus, and they got jealous. Lucifer, the angel, was his name. He got jealous, full of it. I want to be just like that. I'm going to be there than that. And see, today, he has such a great voice. He's on the earth realm singing. You find somebody that can sing like you heard those person that's going on to be with the Lord, Michael Jackson, Prince, some more. They had a great voice. That voice that they could just almost make just before you come to know the Lord, you'd understand what's going on. See, now I understand what's going on. The more you come to the under the authority of God the Father, Satan can't do nothing to you. But it's up to you what you want to do. It's up to you. So when I look at the book of Ephesians chapter 1, and here Paul says it in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3. He said how Jesus Christ, moreover, took us, brought us to heavenly places, and he blessed us with all heavenly gifts. And you know what? The closer I walk with him, the more I can tell you, the closer we can all walk together with him, because what God has done in his son matures to me. It helps me to understand. God helped me to understand. See, in 1964, we don't know about no cell phone. Only the elite and the one who has the money to have the nice thing. But God, through time and just kept making things better. So now we get on the computer. I can talk over the computer. It's my radio station. Hallelujah. I can get on the phone. It's my computer. Hallelujah. I can get emails. Hallelujah. Everything God has prepared is through Jesus Christ. Now, it's up to you. What do you want to know? But that's on earth to him. Some people want to have this, that. They don't want to give their times to worshiping God, to praise him, to loving him, to understand he's the one. Without him, nothing in this world. Jesus said, I can do nothing that I won't see my Father do. When we come to the same realization, now that's a mystery already opened up to me many years ago. I can't do nothing unless such as the Holy Spirit move me to do it. When he tell me, bless this person, bless this person, bless this person, I do exactly because I am glorifying God, the Father. I'm not trying to pull myself into a position. I am somebody. I am somebody because God has made it possible. And I'm the only one that can just say, the glory be to God. There's no God like the God we serve. He's the only true and living God. And I want to thank you for everything he's doing for me, how he makes it possible for me to just say, thank you, Lord. Amen. So God is so good. I would have you to know as much. When you love him, he won't leave us alone. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus, you're so good. I love you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So when I see that, I'm telling you, I get so excited. I've got to learn to hold myself together. When he did that for us, he even did more. He bring us to a point in position. Let me get some word to you. Ain't nothing like the word. Ain't nothing like the word. See, everybody that can call on the name of Jesus in Ephesians chapter 1 and 4, correction, it's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 30. Ah, Jesus is so good. His mercy endures forever. Ah, Jesus. And do not, let me tell you, don't come playing a game about the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve him, Hohanda, of God. See, by whom you were sealed, I am sealed from the day of redemption. My God Almighty, God has the redemption plan for me. I'm a part of it. Right now, I'm saying to you, I know what he's saying to all of us. He's saying to the entire world, come to my son. He's the only way that you can be saved. He's the only. See, and I'm not trying to preach against religion, but I talk about the technological understanding that goes forth to the believer. Technology is not going to save you. Praying to somebody else you can't see, going to the cross, a wooden cross, well, we're going to lift the cross up and pray. Now, it's my body's ought to be the cross. Stretch your arms and lean them out. Your body is the cross. Stretch out your body to the Lord Jesus and let him use you, no matter how the enemy comes in. Because when our father and mother fell, they fell in a wrong place. They had to leave the place of paradise. By them leaving that place, they left all the good. God gave them authority to go in and speak things. He said, go down there. You got them to name the cattle. Name the cattle. He named them all. He said, you got this. You call that name. Like I told somebody, when he said, that's one of the big elephants. We're going to call him that. That's a big old alligator. That's a big whale over there. He began to name all the fish. He said, oh, that's a camel. Oh, that's a lion. That's a lion. That's a sheep. He called all the names he gave them. name, the Bible says. But God saw that man was lonesome. He made him a helpmeet. And that's why, with both of them being disobedient, the leadership was missing. Is leadership missing in your life? Is it missing in your life? If leadership is missing in your life, let me put you on the right track. Go into the Bible, read the same book where Paul writes to the church and tell the men how they ought to good, what it should be, what men should be. And I would have you to see, we're going to have fellowship with him. I'm in love with him. One more thing, I love it. I love it so much. See, when Jesus did, he said, now, I don't want you to get bitter. Don't get bitter. Don't get wrathful. Don't get all upset and angry. Clamor, just cursing at somebody else. Evil speaking. I don't like them people on that blog talk radio. They must think they're somebody. No, we're sons of the Most High God. God so ordained it. When God spoke it into existence, the Bible says when they laid the foundation, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, we were part of the foundation. Ain't nobody but God can do what he's done. Nobody but God. God's the only one can do it. He's the only one. And I want to let you know tonight what God is doing for us tonight on this radio station. He has excited me because I've been talking to my brother about giving his wife a ticket to the program. See, by you giving to somebody, God will bless you to do more. Not about what you think. You don't need all. I don't care if you got $60 trillion and try to hold it all to yourself, you'll never spend it all. Why not give something away? The Bible said, yield, and it shall be given unto you. Shake down, packed up. The more you give, God's going to give you authority to have more money flowing, more cars, more health. And let me tell you something. I have always, since I was 8, 9 years old, began to understand. But I never come to the fullness of until I had somebody to come with teach me to read why these letters are written, why the Old Testament was written, because I was on a spiritual journey. But you know, even today, Jesus, forgiving one another. Some people did me wrong when I was young. I had to forgive them. Have you looked back in time and said, I didn't like that person because she didn't like me or he didn't like me? Did you forgive them? Paul says this to the body of Christ. He said, don't be angry or bitter or evil talking. That's the devil's mouthpiece. He wants to use you and anybody he can. And I will say this to you. Let me back up. I'm going to show you something with God. Oh, glory to God. He's so good. He's so good. He said, the law, that's not what I was after. But I want to tell you what Paul said. Paul says in the 13th chapter, this is the 13th chapter, verse 13 and 14, to all the saints, we greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. See, when you go back and see see what he's doing. He's saying to the saints, greet you with the grace. Here's that word again, grace. The unmerited love of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion. Well, how do we commune? Commune of the Holy Spirit. Commune with us. He comes in. He says, the blood that was shedded, it's been shedded for your sin. You know what? The more you take time to get into it, the more you see what God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ has done. He wants to have communion. So you take this body. Jesus said, this body, he said, it's for you. He said, go be broken. He said, take the body and take the wine and drink you all of it. Because when we drink it, we are part of him. Spiritually speaking, spiritually speaking. We are part of him. That's why physically he brings down those to us, the thing we need for the body. When you get past 16, you're doing real good. When you get past 18, you're doing excellent. But I want to say this to some people out there that I'm asking God to send them to the body of Christ. Now, I don't know what church you belong to. If you belong to one, good. If you don't belong to one, still good. But I want to let you know this much. The more you take the word of God and you study it, the more you're going to find out what God is saying. When I went to 2 Corinthians, I want to take it back a little to 1 Corinthians. There's a reason why I'm doing this. Because I have found out sometimes when you go back what you was teaching, God brings you out. Oh, something, does something. He says again, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May you have, excuse me, my love be with you and all in Christ. And he takes his letters. He said, Paul, each time you notice, this is a footnote. Every time you study the letters of Paul, he said, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and he mentioned who he's writing to, Timothy, our brother. He said, grace, and everyone you find it with grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. He puts it in a succinctness that and brings you to a peace. When you read, even in the book of First and Second Corinthians, and you go to the book of Romans, you find the same thing. He says these words, excuse me, Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Ah, God is so good. Concerning the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the seed of David, according. And if we see what God is saying when Paul writes to the church at Rome, Rome was in Italy where we just spent time. So we go to 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and then we get over to one book that I was telling us about. You know, this is good to just eat the word. I mean, spiritually eat the word. And then Galatians. You see Galatians chapter 1, all the way through, it's a Paul, an apostle. Nah, that was Paul, an apostle. Apostle. Not from men, through Jesus Christ and God the Father. Raised him from the dead. But when you go down to verse 3, grace from the Lord Jesus Christ, from God the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. See, God is the Father. Oh, yes, he is. He's the Father of everything. He's the one that made something that he could under. He made everything move the way it made. And I said someone before, Ephesians, he says, chapter 1, Paul, an apostle. Ooh, by the will of God. By the will of God. So, all you see what he's saying, to the whole body. Some words of encouragement. And everybody, he says these words to Paul and Philippians, to Paul and Timothy, bondservant of Jesus Christ. He speaks grace to you and let us simple and intuitive so you can see what he's saying, what God is saying. But he said in verse 6, he says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing that he who has done a good work in us will accomplish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. You mean he's going to accomplish that? Yes, he is unto the day. God will. He was up in the Oshandir. He was in a place where God allowed him to bring it up. That's why he comes up with so much information to us, because God anointed him to do that. And God has anointed us to do the same thing. We can't be cowards. Well, I'll tell you this much. As we get closer to the time, we just have to get ready because he's coming. When you get a chance to read the Bible, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, read the books that John wrote. Go and read the Bible. See, the more I live, the more I live for God. Hallelujah. See, the more I love God, the more I thank Him. Oh, Jesus. I praise Him. I love Him. I adore Him. I magnify His name. I thank Him for everything He's done for me. I love Him. And you know, tonight that everything on the radio station comes to a close. I want to thank God for your time tonight that you spent with me and for the time I spent with you. And I want to thank God for you in Jesus' name. Is anybody out there calling for a question, a statement they want to make? We want to praise God. But before we close this radio program, we want to stop and pray. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you with thanksgiving for the multiple blessings that you have bestowed upon the body of Christ this day on KESK radio station, prayer line with G-Man, on all that call on the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we just want to thank you for the fullness of it all, because you're the only true and living God. For without you, we can do nothing. But all things are possible. For that, we just praise God. And we love Him. We love Him so much. Hallelujah. Anybody got a question or statement? They come to Jesus Christ? Anybody want to accept Him right now? Anybody? I can hear you in the background. Praise God. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, it's Miss Galveston.
Hey, Miss Galveston, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I say, you are just a blessing. How you been?
Been fine. Thank you for my Mother's Day message.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you too.
God bless you. I listened in last night. I was beautiful, but the sound wasn't quite as good last night.
I know
it is tonight. Y'all had some problems with it or what?
Sometimes the radio station, because it's internet, and sometimes I have to use my own cell phone to make things more, and I do it that way.
Oh,
so
I see
busy.
What it was.
How's the husband?
Oh, fine, doing fine. Amen. Yeah, I said, well, I tried to get in last night and I couldn't get in. I said, well, the reception wasn't good, you know. And yeah. I said, well, I'll try again. And tonight, y'all's right on it. You sound great. Who's coming on tonight?
Nobody tonight. I had another gentleman supposed to come on tonight from Africa, and he was supposed to preach the word, but I know. I missed it. Maybe he'll come back next week. And what I try to do is I try to help people with when they want to minister this word, to put it out there. See, we go around the world. Your voice is being heard around the world.
Around the world.
Amen. But I tell you, tell that young man of yours I love him and I pray for him.
I love you too. Okay, well, we're going to keep praying for you. You pray for me. And that was a good one last week. I got all of that one last Wednesday. It was a good word. It was a good word. I don't know who he was, but he was awesome.
I know Dr. Newsom.
Dr. Newsom? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my.
Yes.
He's
one of my prayer partners. Yes, ma'am.
Praise.
Yes, indeed.
And that's a wonderful thing. But I listened last night, but I couldn't get a good reception. It didn't come in good.
All right.
See, it was like that.
You still have my prayers. I will continue to pray for you.
I sure will.
Amen.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call you later on, okay?
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.